the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Mr. Ryan has been in government all his adult life. He's been part of the problem by voting for two wars that the American people had to put on a credit card that we are still paying for. A lot of the debt that comes up each year in our budget has to do with indebtedness that we are obligated to pay as a result of borrowing money to pay for the war in Iraq, the illegal war, the war in Iran, and Afghanistan.
There's a talk radio caller who says, after considering Paul Ryan's record, he thinks Ryan is a prime example of what's wrong with Washington. So we get ourselves sort of centered in on the presidential race starting this hour, another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Over on MSNBC, Rachel Maddow talked to Dan Rather, who says that Paul Ryan wasn't just a bad pick. He thinks Ryan is toxic for Mitt Romney's campaign.
The news about Florida was bookended also by Mr. Romney canceling a planned trip to Orlando. The candidate's campaign initially cited exhaustion and then backtracked and said he wasn't exhausted, he was very busy. Then ABC News reported that he was spotted spending some time at the gym. I don't know why they're avoiding this Orlando stop, but is there a rational political reason for the Republican new ticket to avoid a lot of time in Florida right now?
Absolutely, and you covered it when you covered those newspaper headlines in Florida, saying rather straight out that Ryan could be a problem for Romney in Florida. My personal opinion before this vice presidential pick was that Florida was shaded probably for Romney. Now I think it's shaded at least slightly for Obama. But one thing we need to keep in mind, Rachel, and I'm reminding myself that I've been covering politics since way before Tim Tebow was born. But these things unfold as time goes on. And while right now Ryan looks like he is toxic for the ticket, it could be, as we get deeper in the campaign, that this intelligent man, he is intelligent and serious man, will show something that people do not now see. So it's a caution flag that in the early going, it's easy, based on his record, to say he violates one of what is generally a presidential nominee's two criteria for a vice presidential candidate. Basically, you ask of a vice presidential candidate that he help carry his home state and that he does not damage the ticket. In the early going, Ryan damages the ticket because, rightly or wrongly, he's perceived as someone out to kill Medicare and Medicaid, and for that matter, doesn't feel all that good about Social Security. Yeah. Now, this is toxic in Florida. I'm not saying Romney will lose Florida. I'm saying that, as of today, he has less chance of carrying it than he had before, which is one reason he went to Florida by himself. He didn't send Ryan to Florida, and I think it's fairly obvious it's one reason he didn't go to Orlando. That the Romney campaign felt that they were losing over the summer. They started the summer maybe a slight favor, at least even money. They've had a terrible summer. Now, I'm not saying they believe that the wheels were coming off and the axle was dragging their campaign apparatus, but they certainly had a coughing engine. So they wanted a game changer. They've gotten that game changer. It is a risk for Romney, but a risk he apparently felt he had to take, which before this vice presidential nominee, Romney's target was Obama's failures. Now, the target, at least for the time being, and I think it will carry through convention time, is what about this Ryan that he picked, and what does it tell us? I think it's also indicative that when he announced the selection of Ryan, Romney was all for Ryan. I'm for him. He's my guy. He and I are together. By the time he got to his 60 Minutes appearance, 48 hours or less afterward, he had changed once again. And I would submit, again, rightly or wrong, this plays into the perception that Romney goes this way and that way, that he's a flip-flopper. Another thing about this ticket that hasn't been talked about much, I think he picked Ryan partly because he was Roman Catholic and felt he needed a Catholic on the ticket to help him with the Republican base. But this is the first ticket, presidential and vice presidential ticket, that any party in the history of the country has not had a Protestant on the ticket.
Well, Obama's a Protestant, but it's the first Republican ticket.
It's the first single party ticket that did not include at least one Protestant. Now, whether that plays out one way or the other in campaign, but I think the New York Times pointed out Sunday and so did some others, it is also true that neither of the candidates on the Republican ticket have any military service, nor do they have any foreign policy background. Again, it may not matter as the campaign unfolds, but it's something to keep in mind as it goes down.
Dan Rather's not voting, and neither is Rachel Maddow for Mr. Romney, so whatever they say probably doesn't make a whole lot of difference. There is more reaction, though, to Mitt Romney's pick of Paul Ryan, and you'll hear some of it in just a few minutes here on the Countdown.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house.
house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like it. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service, which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit searsauto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers NA25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU. Are you in?
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like Mom of the Year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Talk Radio in review. Here's Don Wade with his wife, Roma, talking to Fred Barnes from the Weekly Standard about the attacks being waged against Paul Ryan.
This Orion pick by Mitt Romney. This is a dramatic, they say you're looking for a bold move. This was it, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely a bold move, and I think it tells you a lot that is favorable about Romney himself for picking Ryan, and it will have a dramatic effect on the campaign and the effort by David Axelrod and others in the Obama campaign to treat Paul Ryan as some kind of a crazed radical libertarian. It just doesn't fit the facts. I mean, I've known Paul Ryan since he was a Senate aide for Senator Brown back of Kansas years ago, back in the 1990s, before he'd run for Congress in 1998. And that's just not who he is. For instance, he voted back in 2008, he voted for TARP, you know, the bailout of the banks, which almost all of which has been repaid by the banks. But, and in 2003, earlier, he voted for the Medicare prescription drug benefit, which is actually doing quite well because it has some competition. So to treat him as some sort of guy who really wants to cut off seniors, from their medical care is preposterous.
Speaking of cutting off stuff, 60 Minutes did the interview with Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, and they cut 70 seconds. There's a minute and 10 seconds that they cut out and didn't broadcast, and that was the question and response regarding Medicare reform, which is really a central question to this election, and they just didn't broadcast that. Why do you suppose that was?
Well, I'm not gonna impute any conspiratorial aims, but it does seem to be an odd coincidence that they would leave that out. It's the biggest issue, and it's the question on which Paul Ryan gives the most compelling answer. In other words, he has, in recent years, not treated Medicare as just another budget item. You know, well, the budget's in deficit, we have to cut Medicare, and so on. and it shouldn't be treated that way. It has to be treated as something that is important to millions and millions of Americans and needs to be saved. The question about Medicare is not only that it's running out of money and will go belly up in a few years. The question is, how do we save it? What do we need to do to save it so the rest of us will have Medicare when we get old enough to need it? And he talks about that separately as a separate issue, which it is, and he talks about it compellingly, no question about it.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz, though, is going after Paul Ryan over Medicare and trying to scare the elderly with her claims that he's going to take it away from everybody. And even Wolf Blitzer went after her, trying to get her to admit that it's not going to affect anybody 55 and older, period. But that will that be successful for the Democrats?
Well, I don't think so. You know, it hasn't been successful in the past. I think one of the myths of American politics right now is that Medicare, and we never talk about even changing it, much less reducing the spending on it, is political debt. Is just not true. I mean, Medicare, as Republicans call it, has been used in campaigns all over the country in 2010 and since then in a special election in Nevada where it was the main Democratic issue, and Republicans have beaten it.
Host Jim Browdy talks to Congressman Mike Capuano of Massachusetts about his experiences working with Ryan in Congress.
Everybody says that this guy gets along with everybody, the left, the right, the middle. Is that true?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, he's a good guy. We did come into Congress together. He's a nice guy, but honestly, that's not what electing people is all about.
I agree. So let's talk about the policy. What's the real scoop on Paul Ryan, according to Mike Capuano?
Paul Ryan is exactly what he appears to be, and I give him credit for that. He is an extreme right-wing true believer who has done everything he can to push the agenda. Now, you know, that's not a bad thing if you believe that that's what we're in Washington for, which I do. I think we are there to move the ball in the direction we think it should go. So I respect Paul, but I think he's pretty much wrong on almost everything he's been a leader on.
Let's take one piece for a second. We're going to go down a couple of pieces with you, Mike, in a second. But a lot of us, when we heard the thing right away, said, listen, this whole Medicare thing with vouchers, which are not a guaranteed benefit, but they're capped, and then seniors could end up paying more, probably will end up paying more. A guy who's going to join me in 8 minutes, Rents Priebus, the chair of the RNC, said the guy who has blood on his hands, and I'm paraphrasing his quote yesterday, on Medicare is not Paul Ryan, but it's Barack Obama, who, quote, stole $700 billion from Medicare to fund Obamacare. Guilty or not guilty?
That's the most obscene, ridiculous statement I've heard. I've heard it all morning. That
why?
Because what we did is we ended Medicare Advantage and we moved the money to other parts of Medicare. The money didn't leave. It just we changed some of the internal aspects of Medicare that were not working. And it was universally accepted, except with a few exceptions. Almost everybody agreed that Medicare Advantage was not working the way it hoped. So we ended that program and kept the money in Medicare to be able to expand it to other, in other ways.
Now, tell us about some of the things that you're most concerned about as both a colleague and as an American voter with the Ryan budget, Mike Capuano.
Honestly, here's the problem, Jim. It's going to be so much. It's the details are just ridiculous. But in the two main points, changing Medicare from a guaranteed program to a voucher program, there will be not in this generation. I don't want to scare anybody. The people on Medicare now won't have a problem. But my generation, your generation, anyone who is not on Medicare now, if Paul Ryan gets his way, there is no guarantee it will be there when you need it in your generation. You will be paying more for what you are getting out of your own pocket. So, I mean, if some people like that, I appreciate that, but I think most of us have come to accept Medicare as almost a right, pretty much the way it is now. That's number one. Number two, the other major aspect that he does, again, there's really literally thousands of things I could pick up. But the other major one is tax cuts. His major proponent is not raising a nickel of taxes or revenue on anyone and cutting the tax rate for the wealthiest people by 30%. And again, I understand that if you believe in trickle-down economy, if you believe that giving the wealthiest people amongst us a tax break will somehow miraculously create jobs, I respect that position, but it's been proven time and time and time again to be a false premise.
Up next, let's get off of politics and get to that lawsuit filed against Attorney General Holder. Well, I guess this is politics, too, of a different flavor. Up next here on The Countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants.
So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So the folks who love talk radio are the ones that we are aiming to please here on the Talk Radio Review. We have a discussion going on the lawsuit filed against AG Eric Holder. And here's a discussion regarding the documents that he has yet to turn over from Fox. Peter Johnson and Gretchen Carlson talked to legal analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano about the specifics of the lawsuit.
We're talking about the complaint, a long complaint.
Right.
You studied it.
Right.
What does it say? And will they win in the end? Speculation, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going to happen here?
I could speculate if I knew who the judge was.
Right.
But what they have asked...
Judge is a Democrat.
I didn't even know it was
okay,
a sign.
It's a Democrat.
Okay. What they've asked the court to do is to invalidate the president's invocation of executive privilege. This has happened before. This happened to President George W. Bush after he left office. Once that's invalidated, assuming the court does it, then they have asked the court itself to review all these documents. You're talking about 75 or 80,000 pages. It's going to take the court a long time to do that.
Wow.
And decide which one stays in the Justice Department custody and which one goes to the Congress. If the judge does that, that will effectively negate Eric Holder's wishes to keep the documents to himself.
And this was done by Congress because the U.S. attorney in Washington failed to act on the criminal contempt that Congress had passed.
Correct. Right. It's funny because the complaint indicates that the House of Representatives asked the United States Attorney for the District of Columbia, who works for Attorney General Holder, to prosecute him, and he said no. The complaint also indicates that if Governor Romney is elected president and a different U.S. attorney is in Washington, D.C., and the Republicans still control the Congress, so 3-F's, they will ask that U.S. attorney to prosecute Eric Holder, who, of course, will no longer be the attorney general and will no longer have custody of the documents.
Well, one person who desperately wants to get to the bottom of this is Congressman Daryl Issa from California, and he was on Greta last night trying to see who lied.
They lied to Congress. They then covered it up for 10 months, and that's what they're claiming privilege. Much of what we're asking for is who lied to us, who produced the document behind the scenes, did they know or didn't they know they were providing it? That's a very simple standard.
Here's what he's saying, and I think he's got a very good point. He's saying that they offered, the Justice Department offered documents to Congress in the course of negotiation, and then suddenly the president said those very documents were subject to executive privilege. The Justice Department can't have it both ways.
Host Garrett Lewis with Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona about his civil lawsuit filed against Eric Holder.
What exactly does this mean? Why should I be excited that now there's another lawsuit, and this is now a civil suit against Eric Holder?
Well, these are the two contempt charges that we filed. The first one was a criminal court case in which the Department of Justice said that they would not prosecute. And then this is the civil case in which we will get our day in court because we will not have the ability to restrict the complaint going forward within the court system.
So they can't, they basically, do you now then get a go-ahead pass to go get all the documents that you want? You can't deny that?
Well, what we'll be doing is going to court, and this is the same process that Richard Nixon was held accountable to, same thing that President Bush was held accountable to. They did try to bypass Congress, and Congress, the court said, no, you've got to turn over the details.
And
the result of all those.
So, okay, and how long do you think this is going to take? Do you think this would happen, you'll get some kind of ruling before the election?
No, that I don't know. I mean, it'll depend upon the court docket and how fastly it's put on to that process. And it'll also take up, I'm sure, what the judge comes about. There's some other things that also could play a big case. You know, remember, the Inspector General's report is due out any time now. And so we've got that, and we've got our second part of our report. So those could also have some possible influences to it.
Let me get your opinion. If this was a Republican Attorney General and there was a civil suit filed against him, how different would the media coverage be?
It'd be absolutely incredible because we've seen it in the past, and we've seen how the media has just gone, you know, all over them in the past. But yet, in this aspect, it's we're racially biased. We're on witch hunts. I keep wondering, you know, where are the voices on behalf of the victims? You know, where is the Latino caucus? You know, where is American law enforcement speaking out on behalf of the Brian Terry family, the Jaime Zapata family? And it's over 300 Mexicans who have lost their lives. It's just an absolute two-faced application, and I find that offensive.
Up next on the Countdown, we head to New York to hear about a security breach at JFK here on the Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now, Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back to the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, the security breach at JFK. What an unbelievable joke. Here are hosts Tim Conway Jr. and Gina Grad talking about the story of this jet skier who strolled right onto the airport grounds, bypassing this $100 million security system.
So a guy's on his jet ski, he's buzzing around, and it breaks down. He swims for 3 miles, and then, it's all in the audio? Oh, sorry.
A startling airport security breach. It happened here in New York, JFK Airport, one of the nation's busiest, with a $100 million security system.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
$100 million security system.
Nothing's getting past that.
That's a whole lot of security. I mean, that's unbelievable.
But a stranded jet skier who'd been out on the water with his buddies after a few drinks was able to break through.
Oh, and drinks takes another hit. I got to be the guy in charge of alcohol protection. I got to protect the good name of alcohol.
Yeah.
Because everybody always takes a shot. Well, I think he was drinking.
Buddies after a few drinks was able to break through. ABC's Jim Avila has all the details. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Judge George. It was an unintended, unplanned test of the vaunted JFK security system. An unofficial test officially failed.
New York's John F. Kennedy Airport's $100 million state-of-the-art security system designed to safeguard against terrorists could not keep a 31-year-old jet skier out.
Ugh, what are we doing then? I mean, seriously, gang, if you're going to waste $100 million... in taxpayer money, or in this case, probably money from airlines, and that comes out of the ticket price. You know, they don't just get $100 million.
No.
So I imagine most of it came from the Fed. A lot of it came from the state, the city, sales tax, and then a big portion came from the airlines. If they're going to spend $100 million and BS us into that's what we need, then let's try to keep at least the jet skier out.
The drunk jet skier.
The drunk jet skier.
slides up into, finds a New York Times at the paper stand outside Gate 3.
Daniel Casillo was able to swim up to and stroll right onto airport grounds, bypassing an intricate system of motion sensors and closed-circuit cameras.
It is such a fraud. This whole government with, we need to protect you from 9/11. I know a lot of people think that, George Bush and his cronies made a lot of money on the war. Well, let's also, if we're going to agree that that happened, I think a lot of people do, let's also agree that that the other side has made a lot of money through TSA and through we need this security system and that into airports. We need to keep you going through this, these kind of metal detectors and X-ray machines. It's all BS.
Here's another radio person with more or less the same point of view. Mike Broomhead says it's really amazing that nobody stopped this guy or even really noticed he was there.
There's a lot to be said for acting like you own the place. I mean, if you act like you belong somewhere, mostly people will leave you alone. So if you go to a concert, and I'm not recommending you do this, but if you go to a concert and show up at the back door and you say to the person, whoever's there, you're with the media, and I'm supposed to be doing an interview with so-and-so in the next few minutes, and I'm late, and oh my gosh, I got to get going because I have a deadline. There's a pretty good chance that at least the first person you encounter is going to let you into the building. Now, if you act like you belong somewhere, most people won't question you. It's when you look out of place and nervous that they ask questions. So sporting events. You don't have any, because we have media credentials for sporting events. But it's amazing how if you put a lanyard around your neck that has some stuff hanging from it, you can just largely walk in just about anywhere. Well, it's a little different when you're talking about JFK's got to be one of the biggest airports in the world, doesn't it? Or at least one of the busiest airports in the world. And it's New York City, for crying out loud. Here's what happened. A guy was on a jet ski in Jamaica Bay in New York. He swam to Kennedy Airport. The quote from the story is, he was easily able to penetrate the airport's $100 million state-of-the-art security system. The guy's name is Daniel Casillo. He's 31 years old. He swam up and entered the airport grounds Friday evening, passed an intricate system of motion sensors, closed-circuit cameras designed to safeguard against terrorists. So the guy was arrested for criminal trespassing. He and some friends were racing their jet skis. His jet ski broke down. He called for help, and no one came. So he swam towards the only thing he could see, which was runway lights at JFK. Once he made it to land, he climbed an 8-foot barbed wire fence. He walked through the airport's perimeter intrusion detection system. Okay? Not much of an intrusion detection system. Walked right through it. Walked right through the middle of the detection system across two runways. He walked across. What is this? Is this a Bruce Willis movie? Is that what we're going? Is this one of the Die Hard movies?
Coming up, we talk about the shooting near Texas A&M, which does have some of the folks on both sides talking about gun control again. It's next up on The Countdown.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service, which includes replacement of pads or shoes, plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU. Are you in?
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like Mom of the Year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Ba-ba black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Talk Radio in Review, the shooting near Texas A&M over the weekend. Hosts Steve McIntosh and Ted Woodward talked to ABC's Jim Ryan about what we know regarding the shooting. We know there are three dead and another four injured.
What the heck happened down there? It happened near the campus, huh?
Yeah, about a block and a half away from campus, although Texas A&M did issue a maroon alert, this being Texas A&M, an email and a text blast to all its staff, its students, everybody connected with the school to let them know what was happening to keep them away from that area, very close to the campus. We're sort of between sessions right now, so there were not that many students around the campus anyway, but they were alerted to the problem. A constable, Brian Bachman, had gone to a house to serve an eviction notice on a man who was being tossed out of that house. Thomas Cafal is his name. At some point, there was an exchange. Bachman was shot and killed there at the scene. There are other officers then came out to the scene as well, and that's when Cafal himself was shot and killed. And in the middle of all of this, two bystanders were shot as well. A 43-year-old man who would later die, a 51-year-old woman who now is in critical condition this morning, Steve.
All right, so this, how long did the shooting go on? Because I heard an eyewitness or somebody on a sound a while ago say it went on for quite a while.
Yeah, and from the time that it began, from the time that Bachman knocked on the door until it was all over, was about half an hour.
Really?
And at some point, the suspect was taken into custody. So you actually had two little firefights. There was the initial exchange of gunfire when Bachman was killed. Other officers then heard what was going on the radio. They rushed out there to the scene. There was another firefight. There was a brief standoff. And at some point, it's thought that College Station police officers are the ones who fired the fatal shot on Cafal. So, yeah, they lasted for quite a while, and neighbors were sort of holed up in their houses there adjacent to that home, just waiting for a chance to get out.
I know some of that housing right there. I'm familiar with the area, and some of it is all pretty much older, kind of run down, but a few apartment complexes around there as well.
Right. It is kind of your typical student and mixed neighborhood, older houses, older people, and then younger kids, college students. I talked to some who were just moving in. Their parents were moving them into a house about a block and a half away from where the shooting happened. They say that they think it was an isolated incident. They don't have any plans to change their housing plans and certainly no intention of leaving the college.
Host Charlie Parker and Charity McGurdy talking to correspondent Courtney Keeley about the information that's been released regarding this shooter.
Courtney, what do we know?
Well, we know that the gunman was identified as 35-year-old Thomas Coffall, and he was being served an eviction notice, and he was the one that opened fire from inside his home near Texas A&M, killing killing two people. He was also killed.
Do we know whether he was expecting an eviction notice, or can we make the assumption that he was just another nutcase sitting in his house with an automatic weapon, pretty much waiting for anybody to knock on the door?
Well, the fact that he started shooting, I think, points to the fact that he really had some issues. It's just yet another, you know, news of horrible shooting. Not only did he engage the law officers, but a 65-year-old man also died. A 55-year-old woman was wounded in this shootout.
Courtney, what do we know about the weapons used in the gun battle, or how the gunman acquired them? Did he have any criminal record?
You know, that hasn't really, that stuff is subject to change. So I would be eager not to talk about it, because often we hear different things about the weapons. But apparently he was unemployed. He stayed inside playing video games, and obviously he was being served an eviction notice. So obviously he was in some kind of financial trouble.
And according to his mother, had been ill, whatever that means. But she did follow that up with, "It breaks our hearts his illness led to this." Once again, suggesting somebody knew something was awry.
Right. And I'm sure, just like, unfortunately, in the other cases, we'll hear more in the days to come.
All right. Still don't, you know, as far as the actual weapons that were used, still questionable. We do know that there was enough of a barrage of bullets that there are like three or four different crime scenes.
Yeah. He opened fire from inside, and obviously whatever he used to fire was unfortunately sprayed bullets all through his front yard and other places.
When you heard this story, Charity, for the first time, do you recall the verbiage that was being used? Did you hear mass shooting, mass killing?
I heard multiple injuries. That's what I kept hearing. Multiple wounded.
You didn't hear the word mass?
No.
Because I heard it repeatedly over and over and over again. And I'm just not sure that it's accurate.
From CNN, Brooke Baldwin talks to former Army medic Rigo Cisnero, who's a neighbor of the shooter, trying to help the victims until ambulances arrived.
Rigo Cisneros is the Army medic here talking with the police, crouched down in the grass. He stood by as police rushed his house, waiting to help the downed officer. Take a listen to this.
Killing to wait.
10-4, I got a medic over here if we need help.
Hey, wait till it's clear.
I'm trying to get his attention.
We don't know if the house is empty.
Come on. Every minute, he's been down for like 20 minutes.
Settle down. Andy, is that house clear? All right, go. House is clear.
And he continues toward the house. Rigo Cisneros joins me live by phone from College Station, Texas. And Rigo, all of this was happening. Take me back. You're home. You hear the shots. Instead of keeping cover, here you are creeping across the street toward this fire. Why?
Well, shortly after, actually, I figured out that there were actually real gunshots, not construction noises. I could actually see the College Station police officer crouched behind a car taking fire. Once that happened, and I informed 911, I went back to see if there was anything I could do, and then I saw the downed constable, so I had to see if I could help, but the gunfire kept exchanging, so I couldn't get out there.
Let me begin with this constable, because when we hear in the exchange, you do ask permission to approach, you eventually get that permission, you crawl toward that wounded constable, police officer who had been shot. How bad had he been hit?
When I approached him, one of the fellow officers that raided the house was trying to talk to him, and he was non-responsive. I tried to take vitals, but I found none, and so we immediately started to do two-man CPR. So before the ambulances could arrive to do their job, I was working on the constable. Once they arrived, they took over and started working on the constable, and the suspect needed attention. That's when I started working on attention until the rest of the paramedics showed up to start giving their level of care on the suspect. He was handcuffed, and he was brought out by the police, and they wouldn't let me approach him until they had cleared him.
So he was handcuffed. You approach him, and I understand he told you something, that he wanted you to relay a message to that officer. What did he tell you?
Right. He did ask me to apologize to the officer he had shot.
He wanted you to apologize to the officer that was shot, who later died. What did you say back to him?
I said nothing. I continued to. We were looking for wounds and making sure he wasn't bleeding out with something we weren't watching. We continued to do our jobs.
Lottery fever. Today's Powerball jackpot has grown to over $300 million. We'll talk about it next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So here's something fun. We can all talk and listen to people who are dreaming about how they would spend that $300 million Powerball lottery. Here's host Richard Pete talking to Andy Brancato from the Michigan Lottery about the drawing later today.
$305 million is the official Powerball amount for Wednesday. There's a cash option, and that's in the $200 million somewhere, isn't it?
Correct, $203.3 million for the cash option.
$203.3. And sometimes when it gets this high, I hear you talk about, you know, that's $200 a second or something, and some crazy numbers like that.
Yeah, you know, you're right. When we start to see a jackpot of this level, when sales really start to take off, at some point we'll take a look at where sales are, and sales are, you know, like can get into the thousands a second. Now we always look back to that jumbo Mega Millions jackpot we had in March, which is now like the standard, and we were doing thousands and thousands of dollars of business every second in ticket sales.
Right.
So we're not quite at the $600 million level, obviously, but $305 million is still very significant, and we should see significant sales from this.
Yes. All right. And with Powerball, obviously we share that, as we do with Mega Millions, with other states.
Right.
And there's quite a... Well, there's going to be more, isn't there? Did I read that somewhere, that some more states were adding on, or what was that?
Well, pretty much everybody who can be in Mega Millions and Powerball are now in both of those games.
Okay.
There's just a couple states that have not signed on to doing both, but you can buy at least one of these tickets in every state in 44 different jurisdictions, actually, that sell lottery products in the United States.
Hmm.
So even when you go on vacation, you can still pick up your Mega and or Power ticket.
Yeah, I know people who will say, I'm going to be in West Michigan today, so I better buy a ticket over there because maybe, you know, my luck will be different over there. You know, it's just all these little little superstitions and things where they, oh, you know, while I'm there, maybe I should do this. And I imagine people do that in other states.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's very interesting to watch. You know, people will buy tickets at a place that has sold winning tickets. We have a store on the west side of the state that has had good luck in selling several very large winners. And right after that happened, they were getting, like, people by the busload coming to buy their ticket there.
Taco's John Williams. With the superstitions and strategies that many of you may have when it comes to the big lottery jackpots.
There's a book out called Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. The promoters for radio interviews have been sending out blasts all across the country to radio stations this week because the lottery jackpot's over $320 million. So, you know, this is the time for this guy to strike with his book. And here is the description of the book. This is the online listing. In his book, Richard discusses the ins and outs and do's and don'ts of buying lottery tickets to increase your chances of winning. He has created a method that he and members of his family use that has enabled him to win several lottery game grand prizes. This is a very easy-to-use method and will work with any type of lottery game, scratch tickets, or number games in any state or country. Here are some quotes from people who have used his method. My husband and I used Richard's lotto method, and within months of starting the method, we hit a mega money jackpot for $2 million. It was really easy to follow. You only play what you can, and you can still win, signed Sean. That's what it says. So I called him up, and I said, "What? Just tell me what the deal is." The book is 40 pages long. It costs $34. He has won a pick five game, $842,000. He won another game for $98,000. And he's won some scratch and sniff games, too, which is sensational. I said, how could you possibly have a method to win a scratch-off game? He said, when you go into the gas station, don't buy one from this and one from that and one of those from the different spools. Buy 10 in a row from the same spool. That will increase your chances. I don't know about that. I said, all right, but give me your theory on, say, a pick six, like the Mega Millions. He said, well, on a Mega Ball game, like a pick six, five plus the Mega Ball or the Power Ball, he said that you should keep track of the winning of the same set of numbers. You should play the same set of numbers every single time. He said the biggest mistake you can make is to do a quick pick because the computer doesn't know what the previous winning numbers were. And if a set of numbers wins today, it's less likely that that set of numbers will win tomorrow.
And that is, I said, 100% not true. But
I said, no, I said, wait right there. I said, I don't think that's true. Every event is independent. The computer that picks the winning numbers doesn't know what the winning numbers were last time. He said, oh, that's where you're wrong. I said, well, I'm not a mathematician, but I think I'm right. You cannot expect me to believe. I know it would be really weird for it to happen, but it would be really weird for any set of numbers to come up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is just as good a chance of winning as some complicated-looking set of numbers, right? They all have the same chance.
So you want to dig around more in the countdown subject matter? Check out in the middle of the homepage at DougStephan.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.